Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, back in studio. Got a partly sunny thing going on here, 65 degrees. Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us here on this Thursday. One of my favorite segments. I say that about all my segments.
Yes, you
but
do.
This one really is. It's the Morning Zoo with Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're happy to be in the same company as your other segments because they are great.
Yeah, so they are. They
we
are.
Love to listen to those. So.
But, you know, Chinkabazoo, you just got to just say, you know, it's the zoo, period. End of story.
The zoo.
So I don't know when you two sleep. Okay, because with everything you've got going on, we just wound up Blue Goose Days.
Mm-hmm.
Now we move into a ton of other things leading up to the Prometheus run at the end of the month.
I'm so excited.
And that's just the month of June.
That's just the month of June. And you know that, yeah, we have a lot more coming.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
Remember when we were kids and we grew up in the same neighborhood and mm-hmm. we always thought, come the 4th of July, the summer was, it was a sign summer was over. It's like, that's just the beginning.
That's just the start.
And, you know, tourist season doesn't even start until mid-July. So I don't know what I was thinking back then as kids. But we've got tons of stuff. And the Prometheus this year, all local, mm-hmm. all local, 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 and including the bike show, which will be on the 23rd. The run is on the 24th. The dance, the Prometheus dance is going to be at the Eagles on the 24th. And on the 25th, they've got some more things happening in the park, including
wow.
a church service. So lots of things happening with that. We'll be back with our boys to talk about that.
But the car show is at the zoo,
The bike show is going to be at the zoo right. on Friday. So visitors, regular visitors can visit that, too. So it's just me in the parking lot.
But I better tell you how much I like the color of your motorcycle. Have I brought that up lately?
No,
Tom
please
Schmalt?
Remind her many more beautiful. Times.
I walked out there the other day, outside the Nature Center. I thought, that is one nice-looking bike. Somebody's got a good eye for color.
Someone's got a good eye for color. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. It's the perfect bike. I told her she can paint it whatever color she wants and pays for.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. We'll just deal with it.
Well, and that's great about the bike run is you guys are a part of this, too. So.
That's why we got the bike.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
We've had others, but this is a comfortable one. I'm happy to have it. I'm getting older.
So let's talk some cooking.
Let's talk some cooking. So on the 24th, same day as the run, well, this is a kids thing going on, 10 to 12, so to 10 a.m. to noon that day at the Optimist Shelter. We have a cooking class for kids, 12 and older. I'm going to be posting this today with the fee in it. It does include a kids cookbook by Judy Hardy, a local author in our community out in the Battle Lake area, and who's also authored books that we sell in the bookstore for for science, for math, for fun.
Wow.
There's these little stories and they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And she's into cooking. So she's authored this cookbook. And so actually, you know, I said, yeah, send me the flyers, Judy. You know, we were talking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's like, I thought it'd be like, you know, make some cookies to take home and things. It's things like learn how to make, you know, barbecue ribs and giant monster burgers and things like that. So we tell kids, bring your favorite barbecue sauce. This is our cooking class, guys. This is going to be fun.
I love it.
And it'll be, like I said, in the park. And so I'll put the information out there today. Call if you want to reserve a spot. And then when you get the stuff online, then you'll get more information with the fee, because the fee does include the book and everything. But we've kept it nominal. And this is sponsored by the Chinkapazoo and for the Chinkapazoo. So expanded into that cooking world. So that's happening on the 24th, and there's another one coming up in October. So we are just combining these and every season. So
wow.
So we can get involved with that, because that's an age group, too, that sometimes they lose interest in other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're into cooking or that you see them staring at those cooking shows, which is what we do.
Right.
You know, this is an opportunity for them. So hands-on cooking and grilling, and it's going to be great. And we're having just limited it to 12 so we can give the proper attention and safety to all of this. So
and it's going on the 24th.
The 24th.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. So
just make sure all these kids, when you're cooking, you make double the amount we expect to see for the keeper staff, burgers and ribs.
We'll have to give Judy a heads up.
I love that.
More ingredients, Judy. Mm-hmm. We're hungry people. And good stuff. Of course, before that, let's talk about what's coming up on the 22nd. That's also a very busy week.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today is going to be the Bill Dablo reception, wine reception at the zoo at 7 o'clock. So it's after the zoo closes, and it's a pre-social prior to the art that you're doing at the zoo.
So, which will start in July.
So when they come to the zoo that day, to the Nature Center, enjoy some wine, other beverages, and some appetizers, and meet the artist. And I know this is hard for you to sit here and we talk about you, but you'll have some of your art there, but not the zoo art. And then we will have pictures leading up to it of you visiting the animals, and we are scheduling the tell painting this next week. That's happening, and we'll have it's just a fun time. Just come on down and meet the artist, visit with friends and in the community, and hopefully we get a nice turnout that of representation of not just art lovers but community members that that know you or want to know you, and why wouldn't they? Yeah, good friend.
Long you've been doing this?
So
most of my life.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't know that
Bill painted. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah. Well, and I'm looking forward to just telling people what's going to be going on this summer, because I'm really excited about it, about just painting on the pathways, about painting with Tal. It's going to be good.
It's going to be great. Yeah. We're so excited. So
I'm just worried Tal's going to steal all your thunder and go, I did that.
See a scene stealer that way?
Yeah, he can be.
We just had his birthday party. He steals the scene.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Each and every day.
It's okay. It's okay. It's great enrichment for him and for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, after all this, then there's the bike run.
Then there's the bike ride. It's all happening the same week.
And then, I mean, you know, what goes on in the month of July, or should I even ask? And you said that's kind of when the tourist season starts.
Absolutely. In fact, the classes, the wonderful classes, start today. We've got a couple. And so still got some room because we had to add classes. But a lot of them filled up in the first hour. So we added some classes. If you feel you're on a waiting list or something, we'll let you know if you are. I think we probably already did that, but if you have information or questions on that, let us know. And we've got junior keeping starts next week already, so I'm getting geared up for that.
I don't know how you keep all this straight. Tom and I were talking about that before
We've got a great crew, and we call on them for a lot of things, because it's not a two-person, five-person, six-person show down there. It's a lot of people putting in, but a small team for what's going on.
Right.
So they're running, they're doing, they're perfecting, and I just adore the team and everything, what's going on with that. And, you know, just to see people just, you know, you have to look over and go, okay, take a break.
Right.
Take a break. And, of course, I say this all the time, but if we wanted a job in science that didn't involve people, we could be out, you know, doing something in the field, which is good science work too. We know the zoo science involves the animals and the people, and it takes energy. But remember, we draw energy from goodness too, and people walking through that gate provide that for
us. Without a doubt. And for those of you that think that Tom and Kathy just go down there and just sit at the zoo all day.
I have my little hammock next to Tal.
Do you want to educate me on that, Tom?
Yeah, I just lay in my hammock next to Tal and take a nap and wait for somebody to throw me a treat.
Right. No, it is such a labor of love with you two. And that just rubs off on your trainers too, because being down there and actually getting to see that and see the training that goes on, and just seeing how adept they all are at doing this.
They're very good.
And
they're
that starts good. At the top. So take a bow.
Well, we tell yesterday, of course, you know, he usually does train when he's going to train, but it's a choice. It's a volunteerism.
Right.
He just looked and he just totally just, and we had a behind the scenes tour happening at the same time with Gianna, show that training off. And our trainer was Lacey yesterday, and she knew that I wanted to show it off, but yet he was such a
He's such a ham.
He was such a ham, and he didn't. You don't want to compromise the training either, because it's for veterinary emergency, and for the most cases. So we had to finally call it and say, okay, folks, he's just going to goof with us today. Please enjoy him, but we're not going to see training.
He knows, too. He knows.
He so knows.
It's like, so am I just going to be stubborn today and just, you know.
No, it's like your typical four-year-old. I'm going to do what I want, walk off, and, oh, there's a blonde. There's a redhead. You know, he just goes
good stuff.
Everywhere.
Good stuff happening all summer long at Jankabazoo, and just get down there and check it out.
Thank you. Yeah, we're there.
Tom and Kathy, great to have you in here. The Morning Zoo happens every Thursday at 8:20. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music. Anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Got a partly cloudy sky, 68 degrees. It's Thursday, June 8th. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Daplow. It's 8:30. Good morning. Minneapolis man who fired three gunshots inside Mall of America last summer has pleaded guilty to assault charges. Shamar Lark, 21, was scheduled for trial next Monday, but admitted to firing warning shots, claiming it was to ward off attackers. However, Lark also acknowledged the alleged attackers never fired shots or pointed a firearm in his direction. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges said Lark lost a fight and he pulled out a gun. Lark and an accomplice evaded police with the help of Best Western Hotel employees, who picked them up in a shuttle bus.